You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another name joins the crowded Democratic gubernatorial field for Wisconsin in 2026. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The 2026 fall primary is 11 months from now. Gas prices continue to drop in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. More states saw decreases than increases last week, and there's good news on the horizon. The transition to cheaper winter gasoline begins on Tuesday across most of the country. Officials at GasBuddy expect average gas prices to continue to decline in the weeks ahead, as long as hurricane season remains quiet.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices trend along with the statewide average and are comfortably under $3 per gallon. The National Weather Service has new flood mapping technology. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin, mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley. This is a new tool that visually shows in high resolution street level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You can see the maps on the National Weather Service website.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles,
What stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG, and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly sunny sky for today, a few showers and maybe even a thunderstorm around. A high within a few degrees of 80. Rain chances continue tonight. Lows in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.